All right, we'll get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Gateway at Sand Hollow Public Infrastructure District number one. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. It is 3:02 p.m. on December 20th. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Brent, your chair, you want to start?
Brett Moser.
Tim Tippett.
David Sterling.
David Hutchison, Wasilla.
Matt Ent, Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
All right. We'll move on then. First up is the minutes from our last board meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They do.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, Tim?
So move.
Thank
Second.
you. Thanks, Brent. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up is a public hearing. So the public hearing is going to be on the 2025 budget. So, board, what we're going to need to do is open the public hearing via a motion. We'll have David review the budget with us. We'll take any public comment if there is any, and then we'll close the public hearing. So, can I get a motion to close the public hearing or to open the public hearing? Sorry.
I so move.
Thanks, Tim.
Second.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right. That's unanimous. All right, David.
Thanks, Michael. So just reviewing the budget really quickly, for the general fund 2025, we had a beginning balance budgeted of 75,000, some interest income here, incoming funds from the debt service account for the carve out, administrative carve out to cover admin expenses, and an ending balance of 76,983. In debt service, we have the property taxes coming in the current year, 103,689 to be applied to the future year for expenses there. Bond interest payment of $255,231 and 4,000 paying agent fees. And in the capital projects, we have the remaining, let's see, so we have 112,500 interest income and the remaining amount of funds being allocated to capital outlay. I don't know if there's any specific questions or comments you guys wanted to discuss within here.
No, seems to track.
Okay. All
Right, I've
David,
turned
any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Okay, perfect. I do not show any other members of the public that are on the call. Christy, do we have anyone there at the anchor location? Anybody showing?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, board, if I could get a motion to close the public hearing then.
So moved.
Thanks,
Second.
David.
Second.
Thanks, Tim. All
Aye.
those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, let me put up the budget resolution. So in Utah, we're required to approve the budget through a resolution. So here's our board resolution. What this is going to do is going to approve the 2025 budget and then also keeps the mill levy at the same mill levy where we've been at the 2.75% or 2.75 mills. Any question?
Can we arbitrarily change that, Mike?
I don't remember what the cap is. If you want to go up, yeah, we could go up to the
No,
cap.
I don't, but it just I thought it was fixed.
Well, it is unless you want to change it up or down, depending on what the governing document has. And then the bond covenants obviously has a minimum in order to make the bond payments that
Sure.
the financial forecast. But yeah, if you've got room, you want to go up, we could go up. We've
You mean
had two do it, believe it or not.
to borrow more money?
Well, you can't borrow more. We can just collect more to hopefully pay it
Oh,
off sooner. Or
I follow you.
if we didn't have enough coming in, like the development wasn't on pace, we could raise it to make
Well,
sure we had enough.
we hope that the development's going to be more on pace with vertical construction coming forth. So,
Okay, good.
we have had one that bumped their tax rate up to its max and then issued supplemental bonds. So it is possible.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, be something we'd want to run past Brennan and see if it's realistic or not, but it could be done. I don't remember what the cap is in the governing documents, but Michael pretty much hit it on the head. I mean, your minimum is set by your bond covenants and your max is set by your governing document.
The cap, the mill levy cap is 4.5. The overall cap is 90 million. That's the one we were going to have raised, Matt, that we were talking about.
The 90, yeah.
Yeah,
On the other PIDs.
on the yeah, but the cap limit for each PID is, sorry, for these three PIDs, is 4.5 mils.
So you do have room to increase it if you chose to.
If to do that though, you've got. We would have to get consent from all property owners, correct, and go through all that. At this point, there's probably too many property owners.
Yeah, I would be reluctant to do it just because of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
No other questions. I need a motion to approve the budget resolution and adopt the 2025 budget.
So moved.
Thanks, Brent.
I'll
Second.
second that.
Okay, sorry.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, now let's bust out the calendars. So we need to do the annual meeting schedule. So we need five board meetings a year. So going to be end of January, beginning of February, end of April, beginning of May, end of October, early November. We'll cover the tentative budget in that meeting, and then we'll do a December meeting to do the final budget. So, and in the December one, we need to have the public hearing as well. So, what days work for you guys? So, let me ask first, end of the month or beginning of the month, and then let's pick a day and then a time. So, like last Wednesday of a month, or what works?
Yeah. Brent and David, your schedules are probably more impacted than mine.
For me, any time is good.
Yeah.
All
Same.
right. Usually we try to do it on your schedule, Tim, on when you're thinking your dates are coming out here.
Well, but we can do it just like this, can't we, Michael?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I.
Okay.
Well, did you have some dates that you could recommend, Mike?
I think Christy, help me with when are we? Tuesdays are pretty full. I think Wednesdays are fairly full.
Thursdays look like they're more open.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go with that.
Okay, you want first or second week for a Thursday?
You say that would be in February?
Yep. So it would be February, May,
July,
November, and
or
December. No, yeah,
August.
July, no, August.
Sorry, yeah, I was thinking the end of the month. So,
Yeah,
yes, August if you're beginning of the
August. So it would be those 5 months. February, May, August, November, and December.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Let's go with the third week since we're
Okay.
just not having a meeting right now.
Okay. Third Thursday. The only one that might change would be Christmas. Well, no, Christmas would be the 4th because it's the 25th.
Next
Okay.
year.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
They should be good. If we come up with a snag, we'll just reschedule.
That
Christy
works.
loves to reschedule.
We've never done that before.
All right, what time on Thursdays? You guys want morning, afternoon?
Well, Brent, your mornings are kind of chucked up, aren't they?
Yeah, afternoon's better.
At least, yeah, after, that's what I'm going to suggest.
2 o'clock or 3 o'clock?
Yeah,
You
3 o'clock.
tell us, Brent.
Either's fine, whatever works for you guys.
Yeah, 3 o'clock works for me.
Okay, we'll
That
do
works
it
for
3 o'clock. If I can remember. We'll send you an invite.
Okay.
Christy will send them out probably later today.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, remembering the invite.
All right, so third week on Thursday at 3 o'clock. Okay, sounds good. All right, last thing. Well, Matt, do you want me to do the training and then you have the discussion, or you do the discussion and I'll do the training at the end?
Yeah, I don't have much, so go ahead and do the training then.
Okay. It'll only take me a minute. So we have to have this open and public meetings training once a year. This will count for the 25 calendar year. So, Open and Public Meetings Act requires that we do all of the district business in a public and open setting. That way the public can be part of it. They can attend meetings if they want. So we have to post on the public notice website. On the notice, we have to list the place, the date, the time. We have to post the agenda. The agenda has to have what's called reasonable specificity to it. So we can't just list resolution. We got to list, like today, budget resolution. That way the public knows. The public can go to the Open and Public Meetings website. They can actually sign up to get emails and notifications about the district. That's why we have to do the annual meeting schedule. That way, if somebody were to go, they can see when the district's going to have their meetings. They can plan accordingly. If we're going to change, we'll, do a cancellation notice. That way, they know that it's changed. And then when we post the new date, they can participate. So we have an electronic meetings policy, so we can do these electronically. We have to post a link on the agenda. That way, the public, when they go and see the agenda, they could click on the link and participate electronically with us. They always have the option to go to our anchor location as well. Obviously, we have to have a quorum at all of the meetings, two of the three of you. We have to be able to hear you. You have to be able to hear us in order to be counted, as part of the quorum. Because we have the annual meeting schedule, that would be our considered regular meetings. We can have special meetings if we need something that the district needs to sign an agreement or some other reason. We can do those kind of special meetings. We could potentially go into a closed meeting. That's pretty narrow in what the state allows us to close for. They would be things like appraisals, where we're going to talk about prices. That way we don't give away, have somebody be able to underbid us if the district was going to purchase land, or in our case, if, say, the development company, if we were talking about strategy, bringing on some, annexations into the district, we could close for that so that you guys aren't commercially harmed with any of those private details, any development plans that might get out that could potentially hurt the development team. We could close for all of those things. We could close, talk about character, competency, and health of any board members or potentially any employees. We don't ever plan on having employees, but we could close for that. Any collective bargaining, any litigation, that way we could talk about strategy, kind of lay out our game plan, talk about any evidence, whatever we needed to litigation-wise. If the district was going to do any security measures, meaning if we were to do a security plan, have, any devices, personnel, we could go into close to talk about those things. That way bad guys can't find out what's going on. if we were to do any investigations, any allegations of criminal misconduct or fraud, we could go into a closed session to discuss those. Our closed meetings have to be recorded. They also have to have minutes. So let's say we were to have done a closed meeting today. Our next board meeting, we would have a closed meeting just to do the minutes. In order for somebody to get access to the closed minutes and meeting agendas and know what happened, they would have to go to court to get a court order. Pretty high bar. Personally, I've never seen it happen. That's the way that they would need to go. 24-hour notice for all of our notices for any of the meetings. If we do have public hearings, it's a 7-day notice. That's pretty much all I have. You guys have any questions?
Same thing we went over before.
Yep. You'll keep me straight, right, Tim, if I say something wrong or I
You're
don't
right.
include something?
Yes, like I'll remember that.
All right, that will count for our 25 year if we ever get an inquiry from one of the outside auditors or state auditor. We make note in the minutes that we covered these. Matt or I could do an affidavit saying that we did the training. So,
Perfect.
all right, Matt. You're on
Oh,
mute.
he's muted. There he is.
Why don't we adjourn the meeting and then I can speak for a minute?
Okay, perfect. Can
Okay.
I get a motion then to adjourn the meeting?
So move.
Thanks, Tim.
Second.
Thanks, Brent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous.
Hey, we didn't approve the minutes, did we?
Yeah, we did. I took them out of order, so
Oh,
we
okay.
did.